This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The House will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today from the Pierford Pier Ministerial Association is Mercy Hobbs. And the page of the day leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance is Ashlyn Utter of Rapid City.
Let us pray. God of compassion and courage, we thank you for giving all of us gathered here another day in which to love and serve you. We pray for these men and women that have been elected, that they honor the promises they have made with grace, compassion, integrity, remembering those who are in need in the decisions that they make. Above all, that they are led by your vision and love, placing you first in all that they are and all that they do. To your honor and glory, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson, Elward, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Blair, Bordeaux, Chafee, Chase, Schwab, Davis, Dennard, Derby, Deutsch, Drury, Duba, Fink, Fitzgerald, Goodwin, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hansen, Haugard, Healy, Hoffman, Howard, Jameson, Jensen, Kevin, Jensen, Phil, Johnson, Chris, Carr, Kynes, Koth, Ladner, Lesmeister, Marty, May, Mills, Milstead, Miskim, Simmons, Mortensen, Mullally, Odenbach, Olson, Otten, Ernie, Overweg, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Poyer, Randolph, Reed, Rayfeld, Reimer, Schneider, Smith, Jamie, Soy, St. John, Stevens, Thomason, Tiedemann, Vasgard, Weiss, Weisgram, Weesey, Willitson, Wink, York, Speaker Gosh.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, there is a quorum.
We have a quorum, and for the journal, attending remotely is Representatives Bordeaux, Healy, Fink, and Weisgram. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the sixth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Spencer Gosh, Chair.
That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Reports of the standing committees.
The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1028, as amended, do pass and is placed on consent calendar. House Bill 1054 is referred to the 41st day. Kevin Jensen, Chair. The Committee on Ag and Natural Resources respectfully reports that House Bill 1035 and 1039 do pass. Marty Overweg, Chair. The Committee on House Local Government respectfully reports that House Bill 1075 do pass. House Bill 1046 do pass and placed on consent. House Bill 1076 amended and do pass. Nancy York, Chair.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bill 1, Senate Bill 2, Senate Bill 45, and Senate Bill 46, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12:30 p.m. on Friday, January 21st, the 8th legislative day.
That motion having been made seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Consideration of reports of committees.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that the reports of the standing committees on state affairs on House Bill 1007, as found on page 38 of the House Journal, also House Judiciary on House Bill 1056, as found on page 42 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Second. That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Motion passes. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1085, expand the eligibility for a small estate probate. House Bill 1086, provide for the redistribution of donated prescription drugs and medical supplies. House Bill 1087, revise certain provisions regarding records that are not open to inspection and copying. House Bill 1088, limit the Delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol concentration in medical cannabis and cannabis products that may be dispensed. House Bill 1089, revise provisions related to abandoned mobile or manufactured homes. House Bill 1090, require an annual report of non-meandered waters. House Bill 1091, authorize the Board of Regents to contract for the design and construction of a year-round rodeo practice facility on the campus of South Dakota State University, together with equipment and furnishings, to make an appropriation therefor and to declare an emergency. House Bill 1092, make an appropriation for the Precision Agriculture Cybersecurity Cyber Ag Partnership Initiative and to declare an emergency.
First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 1, codify legislation enacted in 2021. Senate Bill 2, publish voter-approved initiated constitutional amendments and initiated measures in the session laws. Senate Bill 45, revise notice and record-keeping requirements of real estate brokerages. Senate Bill 46, protect fairness in women's sports.
Second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1002, revise certain provisions regarding the investments authorized for state public funds. House Bill 1009, revise certain provisions of the Higher Education Savings Plan Act. House Bill 1043, revise renewal and licensing requirements for plumbers. House Bill 1059, permit non-responsive insurance producer applications be deemed withdrawn as to not constitute a refusal or administrative action. House Bill 1062, revise a provision regarding when a license is not required of a person installing electric wiring. House Bill 1068, clarify the processing of sexual assault kits performed on individuals ages 16 and 17.
Consent calendar items are items that have made it out of committee with no opponent testimony or no dissenting votes. Debate is not allowed, but questions may be asked. Are there any questions of any of the consent calendar items at this time? Hearing none, the question before the body is the final passage for the consent calendar. All those in favor will vote yay, those opposed nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine. Would the members proceed to vote? Representative Bartles.
Personal privilege?
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's my pleasure today to introduce some young people on the floor. I have six with me today, and they're all grandchildren of Bob Fain. A good friend of mine and his wife is here as well. I have Garrett, Ethan, Kaylee Fain, Braylon, Bryce, and Braxton Shankle with me, as well as Susie Fain on the floor with me. Please give them a round of applause.
Welcome. Representative Odebeck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to just welcome some folks that are here visiting us today. Today is Deadwood Day. You can thank them for breakfast and lunch. They're sitting right up here in the gallery, some in 1870s regalia, and thank them for all they do to promote tourism in our state for all of us.
Thank you. Would the members please check your voting machines? If you have not voted, please do so. Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege? I'll take that as a granted. Today is Children's Day at the Capitol. This is an opportunity for advocates and professionals working with our youth to come together during the legislative session to demonstrate the excellent work happening across South Dakota. Today, 13 organizations were represented in the rotunda, and we are thankful for the lunch provided for all. Please help me welcome and recognize those who serve as the voices for the needs of our children. These groups included the Center for the Prevention of Child Maltreatment, Early Learner South Dakota, Children's Home Society of South Dakota, the Network Against Family Violence and Sexual Assault, South Dakota After School Network, South Dakota Head Start, South Dakota Public Broadcasting, Delta Dental, University of South Dakota School of Health Sciences, the Child Advocacy Centers of South Dakota, Department of Social Services, the Child Protection Services, the Children's Home Society, Child's Voice at Sanford Health, and Call to Freedom. To learn more about the importance of creating a strong start for children, everyone's welcome to attend a screen of Starting at Zero at the Discovery Center in Pier this evening starting at 4:30. Would you please welcome everybody that's here for Children's Day at the Capitol?
Welcome. Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to ask the body to join me in welcoming to the House today Brian Mulder from Sioux Falls. Brian, would you please stand? He's the Managing Director at Volunteers of America, and I'm happy to announce that today he filed his petitions for the House in District 11. So welcome, Brian.
Representative Bordeaux.
Bordeaux, aye.
Bordeaux votes aye. Representative Fink.
Fink votes aye.
Fink votes aye. Representative Healy.
Healy votes aye.
Healy votes aye. Representative Milstead.
Milstead votes aye.
Milstead votes aye. Representative Olson. Representative Wisegram.
Wisegram votes aye.
Wisegram votes aye. Representative Olson. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 67, excused 3.
Consent calendar items having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed correct. Second reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1044, an act to adopt the 2021 edition of the Uniform Plumbing Code.
House Bill 1044, having had its second reading, is now for consideration and final debate. Are there any remarks? Representative Mortensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, I bring to you 1044, which updates the code standards. It's at the request of the South Dakota Plumbing Commission. It updates them from the 2015 version to the newly passed 2021 version, improving those code standards. I request your favorable green vote.
Thank you for the remarks. For the remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question for the body is final passage of House Bill 1044. All those in favor will vote yay, those opposed nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine. Would the members proceed to vote?
Representative Smith. Representative Bordeaux.
Bordeaux, aye.
Bordeaux votes aye. Representative Fink.
Fink votes aye.
Fink votes aye. Representative Healy.
Healy votes aye.
Healy votes aye. Representative Milstead.
Milstead votes aye.
Milstead votes aye. Representative Wisegram.
Wisegram votes aye.
Wisegram votes aye. Representative Olson.
Olson votes aye.
Olson votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 68, excused 2.
House Bill 1044, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1036, an act to revise certain provisions regarding search warrants for tracking devices.
House Bill 1036, having had its second reading, is now for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Odenbach.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, House Bill 1036 was brought to us in Judiciary Committee yesterday at the request of the Attorney General. And what it is a small change to a statute we have already that allows search warrants to give law enforcement a tool to put a tracking device on certain vehicles or to track telephones, things like that. What they found, what was explained to us in committee, is that if they would get a warrant from a judge in a specific jurisdiction, say in a county, and a drug dealer, most often is the circumstances, goes to a different county, and they want to execute on that and put the tracking device on, they would have to get another warrant in that county. So it was impeding their ability to, the best example they gave that touched me was in Lawrence County with the meth that we're dealing with. It's another tool for law enforcement. So I would ask for your favorable green vote to help our folks out in the job they're doing. Thank you.
Thank you for the remarks regarding House Bill 1036. Representative Mullally.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the sponsor?
State your question.
On the cellular devices, will the individual be able to shut off any kind of tracking through their cellular phone provider?
Representative Odenbach, would you like to answer that question?
Sure, Mr. Speaker, I'll try. I mean, I think that may be a scientific question that I may not be able to answer as far as the use of the phone. Is your question that they would shut it off during the time it's being tracked and thus, you know, thwart the ability to track it? I'm not sure I understand.
Representative Mullally?
Follow-up, sir.
Granted.
Thank you. Now, my question would be that you can shut off your GPS on your cell phone. And I was just wondering if an individual was doing illicit things, they could shut it off themselves, their GPS, on their phones. And I'm just wondering how that, is there a way to access that GPS remotely through the warrants?
Representative Odenbach, would you like to answer that question with a reminder that it looks like you may be able to phone a friend if you...
Yeah, maybe turn this over to a friend from Sioux Falls if he knows.
Representative Stevens.
Oh.
Has his mic ready. Go ahead.
Well, I would just say that, you know, we have a distinguishing thing that we're talking about. This bill talks about tracking devices that are put on the vehicle. What you're talking about is your phone, and that's a completely different matter. So, I mean, you know, what we've learned from our committee is that, you know, your phone, wherever it goes, whether it's on or it's off, they can get the records directly, subpoena those records directly from the cell phone company and get that information. So you can turn it on or off however you want. This bill doesn't deal with that. This deals with the law enforcement putting it on somebody's vehicle or taking some other type of a measure. So I can just guarantee you, your phone is telling everybody where you're at, when you're at, how many steps you're taking forward and backward and all of that. This bill has nothing to do with that. When you buy your phone and you turn it on, you've turned it on for anybody to recreate that information.
Representative Mullally, anything further?
Follow-up, please, sir.
Granted.
It does state in here that cellular devices was added, and that was just why I was questioning that. And if the battery is taken out of the cell phone cannot be tracked. Is that correct? So I know once the battery is taken out of your cell phone, you cannot track it.
Representative Stevens?
Yeah, I would guess that would be true. But like I said, what we have to remember what this bill is about is them tracking you by them putting a device on the vehicle. And so it has, you know, they can track you a different way, and that is going to your cell phone. And this bill doesn't have anything to do with that. Would you agree, Representative Bartle?
May the record indicate that Representative Barthel said yes. Further remarks? Representative Poirier.
Question for the sponsor, Speaker.
State your question.
Thank you. The revision in the code, does it allow for the tracking of, with regards, because it does say any part of the state where the person or object is found. So we have other jurisdictions within the state of South Dakota. So my question is, does this, and this says with outside of, out of the jurisdiction. So is there any account of individuals traveling to reservation areas? Would this allow for a judge in Pennington County, for instance, issue or execute a warrant and then the person goes to Oglala Lakota County? How does this operate anyways in, when it deals with cross-jurisdictional issues?
Representative Ohnbach, I'm not going to ask if you would like to answer the question, but would you like to take the opportunity to address the concern?
I would like to try. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think that this applies to any lawful warrant and doesn't change the jurisdictional boundaries of the warrant. So, you know, if a prior warrant was no good in Oglala Lakota or any other county, I don't think that this would change that. This is just another tool for law enforcement to be able to execute on lawful warrants in another county of South Dakota. So if there's another member here that wants to stand up and address that jurisdictional issue, they can, but I don't think this is an attempt to override the current jurisdictional, you know, laws or boundaries as between the state and tribal boundaries.
Representative Poirier, does that answer your question? Okay, thank you. Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, would you like an opportunity to address once more on 1036? Thank you. Hearing no further remarks, the question for the body is the final passage of House Bill 1036. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine. The members proceed to vote. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. On behalf of myself and Representative Pischke and a future member of the District 25 delegation, Representative Gross, I'd like to tell you a little bit about a couple of classes that are joining us here today. We had a really fun time showing them around the Capitol, and it's just a real blessing to have them with us. We have two classes from Del Rapids St. Mary's. We have the fourth grade class. That's taught by Mrs. Anderson, who has had a really long career with St. Mary's. We're really grateful for everything she's done for the school. I'm hearing rumors that maybe she's contemplating retirement, but I feel like if I don't talk about it, it won't happen. So forget about that. That's the fourth grade class. A member of that fourth grade class is my son, William, who's up here. We also have the third grade class, which is led by Miss Bacon. Mrs. Fitzgerald is also joining us as well. The third grade class also has one of my sons, Garrett, who's right there. And it's just great having them out here. So please join me in welcoming a couple classes from St. Mary's in Del Rapids.
Welcome. Is the doctor of the day in the chamber? The Doctor of the Day program is sponsored by the South Dakota State Medical Association. Today's Doctor of the Day is Noel Shequin, MD, originally from Elk Point. Dr. Shequin is a family practice physician who recently retired from the Sanford Clinic in Pierre. Dr. Shequin has been president of the Pierre District Medical Society for several years. He is an alternate SDSMA policy counselor for the Pierre District. He received his MD from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine. Dr. Shequin completed his residency at the University of Oklahoma, Tulsa Medical College, and fellowship at the University of Oklahoma in Oklahoma City. Please help me in welcoming Dr. Shequin. Representative Mortensen.
Just to tack on that personal privilege.
Granted.
Dr. Shequin delivered me 33 and a half years ago, so it's he you have to blame, ladies and gentlemen. It's only Dr. Shequin. Really happy to have you here. He's been my doctor for 30 years, but anyway.
Representative Bordeaux.
Bordeaux, nay.
Bordeaux votes nay. Representative Fink.
Fink votes yay.
Fink votes yay. Representative Healy.
Healy votes no.
Healy votes no. Representative Milstead.
Milstead votes aye.
Milstead votes aye. Representative Olson.
Olson votes no.
Olson votes no. Representative Wisegram.
Wisegram votes aye.
Wisegram votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 54, nays 14, excused 2.
House Bill 1036, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. These are assignments. The Speaker assigns to Agricultural and Natural Resources House Bill 1090, to Commerce and Energy, Senate Bill 45, to Health and Human Services, House Bill 1086, to Judiciary, House Bill 1085, to Local Government, House Bill 1087, and to State Affairs, House Bill 1088, and Senate Bill 46. Representative Bartles.
Another personal privilege, please.
Granted.
I'd like to introduce a former member of the House is with us today. Roger Solems in the back of the House.
Welcome. Announcements. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education will meet tomorrow bright and early again, 7:45 a.m. We've got one bill that'll probably take a long time and one presentation by Secretary Sanderson. Any of you are, if you're able to attend, we would welcome you. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning at 8:30, Joint Committee on Appropriations will hear from the Investment Council, and then following that, we'll get briefed on the retirement system. So come join us.
Thank you, Representative Peterson. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Affairs, tomorrow morning at 7:45 in room 414.
Thank you. Representative Beal.
I'd like to announce that House Commerce and Energy will not meet tomorrow. Day off.
Representative Hansen.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary will meet tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. in room 413. We have four bills on our agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Beal, anything further?
Yes, I wanted to mention that the food court's open.
Okay, thank you for that. Representative Pischke will be delighted. Quick announcement before we adjourn. As a reminder, when we gavel out, we will reconvene in joint session for the memorial service today at 3 o'clock. Representative Reimer. That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.